Hello, welcome to the Tony Ryan podcast. Tony here. We're calling Melissa.
Hello?
Hi, is that Melissa?
Yes, it's Tony.
Hi, Melissa, it's Tony. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good. I'm so sorry. I have to break some bad news to you.
Yeah.
Ryan's called in sick today, so you have to just talk to me.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. Is Ryan your favorite? Right. Have I really let you down and ruined your day?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that's brutal, Melissa.
I'm probably not. I'm just saying this so that Ryan feels better about it.
Oh, that's very kind. I think he could use the pick-me-up today while he's not feeling well.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm also just recovering from getting the flu as well.
Oh, no, what a bummer. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, even though you're recovering from getting sick, at least you answered this phone call, unlike Ryan. He didn't even come into work today. So I'm going to need a little bit of help. Do you mind not only approving this podcast but also helping me co-host?
Yeah, sure.
Yay! Woo!
Amazing.
Oh, thanks,
what an opportunity.
Melissa.
Ryan gets to more often.
Yeah, I know. I think so too. And then, Melissa, we could hang out instead of Ryan coming in.
Yeah, sick. Hi, this is Melissa. And today on Tony and Ryan, we're going to talk about embarrassing sex stories and the best normal on earth.
Normal or nah? Shaking hands again. You know how during the pandemic we kind of went off shaking hands? I know Tony Lodge is on the record as being anti-high five.
I'm not a high fiver. I am a handshaker though. I like a handshake. Do you know why? Oh, so normal for me.
Normal, you're back.
No one ever expects a woman to handshake.
Really?
Yeah, and so whenever I meet somebody in like a work capacity, especially an older gentleman, they'll normally shake hands with you and then kiss me on the cheek or do a hug or something.
And that's a bit.
But I always put my hand out. I like
a
handshake.
Firm handshake?
Yep.
Come over here and give me a.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Oh.
Cheers.
Firm grip there too.
Yep.
Shit.
You've got to.
I like that.
Thank you.
And there's a bit of
yours was nice too.
There's a bit of a stamp of like.
Yeah,
I'm
it is nice to
I'm
meet
here
you.
To be taken
Thanks.
Seriously.
Yes.
I respect you, but I'm also saying you need to respect me.
Yep. And
I like that.
So I find it, and it's not like a power move. It's just like, oh, you actually don't need to kiss me on the cheek just
no.
because I've got long hair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always I've always found that weird.
Yeah. And I find it a lot like when you and I meet people, and because everybody that we meet is lovely and everyone that we have to meet like for work, not that we've got a business, but anybody that we would ever have to meet for work is like, oh, Tony and Ryan, like they're a package.
Yeah.
And so they're always lovely. But yeah, I often find that sometimes I'm a bit like, oh, I don't know if that was really, especially if I've never talked to them before.
Yeah. So that's where I've actually really enjoyed the elbow.
You're a big fan of the elbow.
I think there's
the bump.
The bump. I think there's something disarming. It's a bit cute and a bit fun.
It is
so
fun.
So when you just meet someone, it's like, oh, a bit of an elbow. Oh, we're all doing this. And it takes, like you said, maybe in a business setting, a bit of that stigma and waft of wankiness
like
out of the air.
That.
It really like takes you back. And I also like a fist.
A fist bump.
Yeah, I like a fist. So there's this new guy at work.
Hey, bro. Oh, it's just not for me.
It's a bit, is it a bit bro-y?
It is a bit bro-y.
But the elbow's not bro-y, is it?
I think that you said it perfectly when you said it's a bit disarming.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a bit like, oh, break the ice. Hey, mate, how you going? Like, oh, are we doing this yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
So there's a new guy at work called Ben.
Who's that?
He actually moved from the Bree and Clint. Not Bree and Clint. Is it Bree and Clint?
Does Ben work here?
He just started.
We're friends.
Really?
Does he actually work here?
He started during the week.
Where is he? He's not here.
Well, he's not here now.
Did he move to Melbourne?
He's working on Jason Lauren.
I'll have to message him.
Yeah. So he's moved from New Zealand
to Australia.
Ben
McDowell.
Yeah. That's the guy I'm trying to fist.
We're friends. Like, we follow each other on Instagram and stuff.
Does that mean you're friends, though?
We've messaged before.
Oh, so you must be friends.
Not in a sexy way or anything.
It sounds like it. He is your type, though.
He is. It's the moustache.
It is. I was about to say that. You love a moustache.
Yeah, I do.
You like, oh, I'd sit there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you're trying to ride this bloke. I'm trying to fist him.
And George Wendell, where's he?
So when I met him...
He's a really nice guy. I'm not trying to objectify him. I actually know him. You know him.
I mean, you've messaged each other on Instagram. Do you know each other or not?
Yeah. He loves to go hiking. He's got a girlfriend. Guy.
So I'm trying to fist the guy during the week, right?
And oh, my God. How many times did you try?
Because we've been introduced. We've crossed paths and I was, new guy in the work. G'day, mate. I'm Ryan. How you doing? And he kind of, when I put a fist out, he kind of just stared at my fist. And then
he's a foreigner. Maybe it's a cultural language difference. Breakdown.
A language breakdown. Yeah.
A body language breakdown.
So then I threw an elbow out because I was like,
You did both in one interaction.
And he just stared at my elbow.
Ryan.
And he said, are we still doing that?
He's the new guy.
I think someone should remind him of that.
He's on your turf. And he said, are we still doing that?
And by my turf, do you mean Australia? Or do you mean my workplace?
I meant the office.
And I was like, there's no law, but we probably are at a time where we can start shaking hands again. But I just like to fist an elbow. That's who I am. So you know what happened then?
You hit him in the face. Yeah,
we got our cocks out. And he goes, I'm straight. I was like, well, me too. So then we shook hands.
So let me just get this straight.
And I didn't like it.
And set the scene. Mm. You've gone, hey, bro, done the fist. Yep. He looked at you. Then you went, oh, what about this? Yep. Did the elbow. And then he went, I'm not doing that. And you went, all right, well, I'm Ryan, and put out a hand.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be a horrible interaction.
I was trying to be welcoming to the new guy.
And because he's just moved overseas.
For a job.
A huge move. What a horrible start to a new job.
For him or for me?
For both of you. That is horrible. I would cry about that interaction.
Well, I did.
He probably thinks you're an asshole. Do you reckon he thinks you're a jerk?
I think that's what he thinks.
Because you've gone, oh, but actually it's kind of jerky from him. If someone's putting out you literally the olive branch of the fist, mm-hmm. He should have just done it.
Thank you.
That's socially polite. You just go, oh, yeah, bro, all good. You can't leave someone hanging on a fist.
Thank you. This is what I needed. I was asking a normal or not, but what I was really saying is, can someone please validate me and my feelings? Because me and my fist felt very unvalidated during the week. And I'm glad you're on my side. Let's move on. Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Normal or nah, if you're wearing a jacket or a cardigan, do you remove it to go to the bathroom? I'm going to say normal. Tony looks flapped and shocked. What do you do?
I just leave it on. I hate my body.
You got a big jacket on?
Yeah.
Okay, here are the concerns. If I'm wearing a jacket and I'm sitting,
mm-hmm.
Is the back of the jacket like getting close to the...
But I mean, if I was at work...
Mm-hmm.
And my coat was like on the back of my chair or something. I'm not going to put it back on to walk to the bathroom. But
if you're wearing it, would you take it off and put it on the back of the chair to go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay, so Heaven, who messaged through, and that is her real name, not her stripper name, because we've been chatting on Patreon.
Oh, beautiful.
She said, normal. I want complete range of motion to make sure I'm cleaning everything thoroughly. Because if you've got a tight jacket, you might not be able to reach and get into your take care of your business at the end. And also, how are y'all who are wearing your jackets, not getting your sleeves wet when you're washing your hands?
Oh, well, I mean, you do a little push when you, or you know when you kind of go like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't explain that motion.
No, you're going to have to.
You know when you kind of like throw your arms, straighten your arms up and you kind of, your sleeves come up a bit?
Automatically, yeah.
I kind of do that, like when you're standing in front of the mirror and you kind of go like,
yeah.
And then it's like, okay.
Okay, so you're saying nah.
I'm saying nah.
A lot of people are saying nah.
I just don't think I've – the queen of overthinking, ever thought about that. I think because if I was wearing a long cardigan, I'd kind of like flip it up over my back and then take my pants off.
But what if it fell down at the back when you were doing your
biz? But when you're sitting down, it can't fall back down because it's like up. Like it can't fall into the toilet. Or is that just because I've got a big bum? Does that happen to other people?
Skinny bitches, let us know.
I've got thick thighs. Is that my saving grace?
Jared McQuaig chimes in. I only do it if I'm wearing my onesie cardigan. Which
onesie
makes sense.
Onesie cardigan?
Well, he's got a cardigan that's a onesie, apparently. Mike Perry said, my wife used to have a onesie. What an utterly stupid idea. Why would you wear something that when you have to, why would you wear something that you have to get your tits out to pee in?
It is really difficult when you commit to a play suit or a onesie.
You've worn a play suit out and about before, haven't
you? I have, and it's... When at the beginning of the day, it's not so bad. Mm. But if you're going out for a few drinky poos, it gets harder and harder every time you go to the...
Because
you're in the bathroom, you're trying to fucking undo your stuff. And then you're in the toilet with your girlfriends, if that's what you're into, and you're sitting there like holding your boobs and you're sitting there in a public toilet drunk and vulnerable. And your place is on the back of the toilet door.
When you just walk out to wash your hands, they go, did you need to put your top on? You're like, oh, what do you mean? Like, you're standing naked washing your hands.
Oh, sorry, I took it off to go to the bathroom.
Totally forgot about it. All right, final normal or nah is from Hannah Frangipani. Normal or nah, being an adult and still using bunny ears to tie your shoes. Hannah says, I'm 23 years old and still do it because I don't know any other way and my boyfriend teases me mercilessly. Please tell me I'm not alone.
I don't know what that is.
The bunny ears. How do you tie your shoes up? Do you loop, swim, and pull, or do you bunny ears?
I don't know what that is.
Do you tie your shoes up? Do you know how to tie your shoes up?
Yeah. Well, this one's undone, but yeah, I do.
Well, tie it up. Well, let me watch.
Okay, hang on.
Come over here. I'll commentate. I think we're about to find out that Tony Lodge is a bunny ears girl. Okay, so she's... getting the... Geez, you've got yourself into a real mess there, haven't you? Okay, so she's got the... Nah, it's a loop, swoop, and pull. You're a loop, swoop, and pull.
But what does that mean?
It means you're not bunny ears and it means you're not a child because childs create two big bunny ears and then loop them together.
I don't even know what loop, swoop, pull is.
Well, it's what you do. It's what you call tying up your shoes.
Oh.
So there's a real child's way of doing it. And that's what Hannah at age 23 is still doing.
What do you do?
I'm a loop, swoop, and pull. I'm
like,
same as you.
The same as me?
Yeah. So,
again, the queen of overthinking. I've never thought about it. When my mum...
you haven't needed to because you're a fucking adult.
Yeah, apparently from when I was a child and my mum taught me how to do it.
Don't teach them the child way. Then for them to have to learn another way when they're older. Just teach them how to do it first, don't?
Learn it right first. That's what I always say.
Measure twice, cut once.
Oh, fucking hell.
So Hayley Noodle says, I'm 21 and my boyfriend also gives me shit because I also use bunny ears still when I'm 21 years old. Now this is a graphic comment.
Is it a bit the same? Oh, I've got a question. Mm-hmm. Is it a bit the same? Every time I tighten something up or loosen something off, I always say like, lefty loosey, righty tighty, like to remember which way to go.
Right.
Is that kind of like you'll do it the child's way and it's just like an easy way to remember?
Well, my friend who's now 35 knows her lefts and rights because she puts her pointer finger and her thumb out and one of them creates an L and she goes, oh, that's left over there.
Do you know what would be easier? That's my right hand.
So her name's Holly, by the way, and I'll rule out her for this.
Holly.
That's how she still remembers her left and right. So we were driving to the airport one day and I was like, hey, mate, can you just turn left up here? And she goes, yep. Looks at both hands to figure out which one's left and then turns left. So then we get a little bit further down the track and I was like, yep, it's a right over here. And she just turns to the right. And I go, oh, how come you didn't need to do the lefty right thing? And she goes, oh, I know right. I'm just not great with my lefts. Now, I would have assumed that if you know one, you know both.
You know the other. Yeah. It's like saying, no, I'm great with my awake. I'm not great with my sleep. If you're aware of one of them, you know that the other one's out.
Yep. Wow. Lauren Quinn.
Hi, Lauren Quinn.
I'm 22 and I actually can't tie up my shoelaces. My friends laugh at me, they tease me, and lots of them have tried to teach me, but they just can't teach me how to tie my own shoes. Now, I thought, says Lauren, maybe it's just something I'm not capable, like plyometrically or biologically or whatever the word
don't
is.
Don't have the fine motor skills to do
to
it.
To actually do it. Because, Lauren says, I'm left-handed. Maybe shoes are designed for right-handed people. So then her...
I'm not going to cop that one, actually.
Well, and neither did her friends. One of her friends said, oh, well, I'm left-handed. Let me show you how I do it. Maybe us lefties can stick together here.
Beautiful.
Lauren then says, it turns out it's not because I'm not capable, it's just because I'm a fucking idiot.
I finally agree with it.
Hey, it's Melissa from Melbourne and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
On a beautiful Thursday episode, aren't we all just geared up, ready to go?
Yes, always.
Sexy time injuries.
Oh, this turns my tummy.
I thought you were about to say this turns me on.
Oh, my God. No way. I hate being in pain. And the last time that you want to be in pain for me, not to kink shame, the last time that I want to be in pain is while I'm trying to, like, be relaxed and have fun and, like, hang out with my boyfriend. And I just, like...
It's a very PG way of explaining it. I appreciate that. My mum listens to this podcast.
I'm Andy.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what that's like, but...
Mine doesn't, yeah, so I don't have to worry. Yeah.
And actually, having said that, if mum's listening, just skip forward.
My mum. No, she can't.
No,
she's
my
dead.
Mum.
Oh, your mum.
Because, I don't know.
I forget that people have mums.
What is this concept?
That is so 2013. The year she died. Pretty funny.
Yeah, that got phased out when fucachias and brie and cranberry sauce and turkey for lunch got phased out. All right, Michaela Beveridge.
Hi, Michaela.
She says, while I was giving a guy a head, I threw up in my mouth. Not once, not twice, but three times. I felt really awkward and didn't know what to do, so I just kept going because I didn't know, because he didn't like say anything and I didn't say anything, so we both kind of just pretended that it hadn't happened.
Like a full throw up though, or just like a...
It says like proper.
So she had three lots of vomit in her mouth and a penis. Well, that is disgusting.
I don't know if the vomit stayed
the
in the
penis.
Mouth or it just ended up, you know, around the area.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. And she's like, I was too embarrassed to like, you know, if someone like does a small little fart and you're like, oh.
I won't say anything.
I won't say anything. And they're like, oh, it doesn't seem like they heard. So we'll just push on. And it's like,
it is what it is. But it's way worse if you say like, oh, sorry, I did a little fart. Like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Just move on.
I'm pumping your body.
Yeah.
Like, it's really fine.
Yeah, it's fine. So I think they were both in that like, hey, let's like not make a big deal out of this. But I think by the third time.
And surely you'd just be like, hey, can you give me one sec? Like, if that was me, I'd just be like, oh, sorry, can you just give me a minute?
Or just go, you've just spewed on my dick.
Maybe wouldn't you, if that was happening, wouldn't you just be like, oh, we can stop? You don't miss someone throwing up.
Well, you don't miss it three times.
Especially, like, because you know when you throw up, your body kind of, like, convulses?
Yeah.
Like, what is the guy the biggest idiot in the world and thought
like,
he was having a great time?
So,
like,
whoa.
Yeah, oh, Michaela, yeah, baby, me too. Like, what did he think was happening?
He never mentioned a word of it to me, but he also never spoke to me again.
Oh.
I think about it every day, says Michaela Beveridge.
I would too.
And says, and because she put this in the Facebook group, I just needed to tell someone.
Oh, well, I'm glad that.
Are you glad?
Do we have to be that?
Hey, Michaela, hey.
No, you're welcome.
Put your faith in me, mate. That's all right. If you need to tell someone, you just let me know because this is a judgment-free space.
It is.
If I won't judge Tony on the turtleneck she's wearing, I'm not going to judge you for that.
You said you liked this turtleneck.
And I said, you and Michaela, judge-free zone.
You said it's possible to look good and look like a fuckhead at the same time.
Context. You said, do I look like a fuckwit or do I look good? And I said, both.
Yeah, put can or last dose.
Lucy Callow.
Hi, Lucy.
I got a blood nose whilst riding my boyfriend.
Oh.
It was dark, you know, it was at night, the lights were off.
Oh, no.
She didn't know she had a blood nose. He didn't have a blood nose. She didn't have a blood nose. He didn't know she had a blood nose.
Yeah.
But it started dripping from her face onto him because she was on top.
Yeah.
And then he, thinking that she's, like, loving it sick, goes... Hey, babe, are you, like, drooling?
Are you drooling?
Well, because he's just found a few drops.
Boys are so stupid.
She's loving this. She's drooling.
Oh, yeah, this bitch is drooling for me. Like, what the fuck?
And she's like, what? And then kind of like touches her face because she's like, am I drooling from my mouth? And as she touches her mouth, she's realised that the
And there just would have been blood everywhere.
Yeah.
That poor thing.
Yeah.
It's more just having to wash your sheets and stuff and like they're just literally being blood everywhere. Yeah. It would have looked like a fucking
crime scene.
Yes.
Dexter has been through here.
Literally. Oh, well, he is notoriously very clean. That's the whole thing about Dexter.
Dexter was here and we'll be hiring him to finish off the cleaning job.
That's awful.
Now, this lady's name is Rianne, which is also my name in Malaysia.
Oh, hi, Rianne.
Or should I have said her name for this? Actually, this.
Shmian.
Rianne is one of the comedic geniuses of our lifetime. And I don't want to pump it up and, like, set a high bar, but is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Mate, you can't start a story saying that. It fucks it every time.
I know. I'm sorry, Rianne, because this is fucking golden. I've already ruined it for you.
Okay.
I strained my hip, in inverted commas, and needed to go see a physio. You can, you know, given the topic, make your own assessments about
how it might have happened.
Yeah, and like the hip flexor, like right in there, and she needs to.
What's up?
It's like how do you explain that area? Like just next to your
groin.
Yeah, it's sort of like the high groin where it meets it. So it's like a real tricky one when you get sore.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know what a birdie was the other day.
Oh fuck, yeah.
And I don't know sport things, you know that. I had to go to the osteo for sleeping on my couch, okay? Like, I think you understand the audience here.
A body part isn't a sport thing. It's on your body.
Sounds like a sport. Do you use your body for sport?
Oh, man, you get a point. So the physio had to adjust my pubis bone.
Oh.
And he had this.
I bet he did.
Imagine if you used that line at home. Hey, babe, would you like your pubis bone adjusted?
You want to adjust my pubis, babe?
So Rianne has started calling the physio the dude. The dude had this kind of hammer and chisel kind of vibe, so he could like knock it back into place and stuff. You know how like they add a bit
those
of pressure?
Those rubber like mallet things
And sort of it must be like not a chisel with a sharp edge, but obviously like a dull thing so he can get in there and like knock things back into place.
Wow, she's done a good job.
A real good job.
Holy moly. Really she must herself. Be in so much pain.
Yeah. So I'm laying on the table and he was sort of positioning with a right angle the chisel bit towards my pubis bone. So he was like, you know, and he was just about getting ready to hammer it. And Rianne says, be careful not to miss. You wouldn't want to lose your tool.
To the doctor.
So the doctor was looking about where he was about to hit and she said she pulled the hammer back ready to hit and then she said that and he just stopped in his motion, didn't look at her, just stared at the thing and went, and then just proceeded to hammer and didn't mention the joke, reference the joke or anything.
As a fellow victim of medical comedy gone wrong, then...
That's the name of this episode. Victims of medical comedy.
A victim of medical comedy gone wrong. I'm fucking with you, Rianne. You're just trying to make it better. They go, fuck you, bitch.
Just start hammering away at your pubis.
Not interested in you at all.
Because I totally forgot when you tried to lighten the mood at the doctor.
I've done it so many times.
And they don't want to have a bar.
They're not fucking interested. And so, Rianne, not only the embarrassing, quote unquote, nature of the injury, that you had to explain what had happened, and they know. They'd see it all the time.
Yeah.
But, did you lose your tool?
That's great gear.
I hope he's got insurance.
She does. All right, finally, Heidi Bouchard.
Hi, Heidi. Heidi.
Sorry. Come on, mate.
Sorry.
After the comedy Rianne just gave, fucking, that is a big step down.
Okay.
Heidi was shaving around some pretty sensitive areas.
Oh, we're all been there.
We're all adults. Yep. We don't need to giggle about that.
We can, though.
And will.
Yeah.
I got a wee bit too close with the razor.
Oh, she shaved her clitoris off.
No, but she cut the lip.
Ooh.
Is her description. She cut the lip, it bled and swelled up really bad. And because when you cut something and like bacteria, you know, the cut can get infected and whatever. And to the point where she's like, I think I need to go to the doctor.
Also, the skin is just so thin. Mm. Like it's a very delicate area.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
So because it like cut, she's
how
like.
How embarrassing.
I know. She has to go to the doctor for A because she's like, I just want to make sure that it's like not infected because like you said, it's such a sensitive area.
Yeah.
And she also needed to get a bit of pain relief because as you imagine, just the pain of cutting it.
Oh, cut on the flap.
Yeah. And the reason she was, I mean, not that you need a reason, but the reason she was like taking care of business because it was like a special night. So she was like, yep, just getting ready. And like,
speaking of fucking up a special night.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, then you've got to go to the hospital. So, well, like, you're trying to plan for this thing and then you're like.
There was no special night.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, and you couldn't.
Yeah.
Get any action after because you'd be in so much pain.
Heidi has confirmed it was not a special night.
Oh.
Heidi. What I will say, though, is this is not a Rianne comedy gear joke. This is real life what happened next.
Oh, okay.
But it sounds like. A fucking written punchline.
Okay.
But this is what happened.
Okay. Oh, my God.
When I saw this message, I lost it. Like, I was actually laughing for about 10 minutes. I just couldn't stop. So, she gets to the doctor and, you know, that's.
Is she at the hospital, though, did she go to a GP?
I think it's a GP, but most GPs have, like, an emergency, like if there's something you can go into the special or the treatment room. Is that what it's called?
Oh, I've never done that
before.
Yeah,
there's a treatment room. That's what happened when I had glass in my foot when I was a fucking idiot.
Oh.
So I just went to the local doctor. They'll be like, oh, we'll send you to the treatment room.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I'm with you.
So we get to the treatment. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
She gets to the treatment room and goes, and could you imagine how embarrassed you are? Because, I mean, it's just.
Totally. Yeah. And you got to show them your fanny.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Everyone's seen a fanny, but like fucking hell, awful.
Also, yeah. Would you like finish the job or is it like half? You know what I'm.
Oh, the haircut.
Yeah.
You mean. Oh.
Do you finish the hair? Like if you cut yourself badly, you're probably not going to finish the haircut, right?
But then you're like, well, someone's going to see it. So you quickly whip around. I don't know.
She gets in there and she says, Doctor, who's a guy, of course it is, just to make it even fucking worse for Heidi. I've cut my lip and now I've got a fat lip. And he looks at her face and goes, it looks fine. It looks fine, babe.
Oh, it would have been worse if he went, yeah, that looks awful. All right, thank you so much for listening to this Best Of episode. Sorry that Ryan has called in sick, but luckily we had Melissa on the line to help us out. Are you still there, Melissa?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to hear my You Love to See It for today?
100%.
Okay. So Alex Dorr shared this in our Facebook group. You can find us at Tony and Ryan Podcast on Facebook. Everybody is welcome. Everyone shares happy stories, funny memes that they see, and all of their feedback for each day's episode. And Alex Dorr shared this, his You Love to See It, was that he went to his 20-year high school reunion, which was a bit lame but kind of cool, showing his kids the exact locker that he asked his wife out at 21 years ago.
Oh.
So he got to show his kids exactly where he met his wife for the first time and their mum.
Oh, this is so cute.
How cute is that? And there's a little picture here, which I'll share in the episode thread, of them, of Alex and his wife and their two kids in front of the very same locker.
Oh, cute.
How adorable is that?
Yeah, not everyone has that opportunity, that's nice.
Yeah, that's so true. But
what
thank
a flex.
You. Huh?
What a flex.
I know. And also being together for 21 years, I don't know if I would be able to put up with Torbs for 21 years.
We're getting there.
Halfway there and it's a struggle, Melissa, let me tell you. No.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening and an applause is due for our amazing co-host today, Melissa. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Colin. It's great.
Oh, of course. Well,
I love you guys.
Oh, I we love you too. I won't speak for Ryan, but I love you too, Melissa. And I feel like now we're best friends. We've forged a real bond today.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Well, thanks, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow for a vodcast episode. Ryan will be back. So thank you so much for listening. Do you want to say bye, Melissa?
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Love you.